Hello, my name is Mapule Mohulatsi, and I am a PhD student in African literature at the University of the Witwatersrand. When I thought of the presence of Epson books, I started to think of metafiction and intertextuality in practice. Before I speak of the concept of book murdering, I just want to explain how I got there. So people feel strongly about the moral value of books, even as physical objects. Books are considered sacred by many, and a dog ear or a torn page can easily be read as sacrilege. But books, as Orhan Pamuk in his My Name is Red and Umberto Eco in The Name of the Rose showcase, can also be murderous themselves or lead to murder because of the secrets that they hold. In these two titles, characters are killed because of the access they have to certain books. These books are also books about other books, so as you're reading the books, you're reading about other books. So books are also quite obsessed with other books. But what happens then when we introduce the concept of book murdering? What is book murdering? Book murdering is the act of cutting one's own books to make them more portable. So imagine a thick book like Leo Tolstoy's War and Peace. You'd cut it up in half so that you can carry the one half and read it. And when it's time to read the other half, you carry that in your bag. The concept of book murdering is quite new. But yes, people do practice this. And when I learned of this, I was quite shocked myself. But upon like further reflection, I thought, what would a book of many books look like? So imagine a library of broken, breaking, linking, cut off, injured, and discouraged books. Imagine taking some pieces home, or even swapping some pieces with strangers on the street. The books would have to be read as separate but together. So you'd have one piece of the first part of Things Fall Apart and the second, another piece from The Heart of Redness by Zeg Simda. But just reading. So book murdering for me is it can lead to metafiction and intersexuality in practice. It seems that we might have imagined or written all the books in the world, but how we read them is yet to change. In some ways, I have become bored of reading entire books from start to finish. So book murdering to me seems a nice reading experiment because it also plays around coherence. Books as physical objects are meant to be cohesive. We are supposed to understand from start to finish. But what would happen if we messed up coherence? Reading things in reverse, reading things not to finish them. This book would mean that there's no end and there's no start. It's just continuous reading. And any sense that you can make, you sort of like make it yourself. So it would be a book of many books then. I think that is one book that is absent. Yeah.